With that, we'll begin taking public testimony on House Bill 1039.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and good morning. House Bill 1039 is a bill that is brought to you to clear up some inconsistency in our insurance laws. An insurance company, when they complete their annual statements and when they are examined, are subject to annual statement instructions. In Chapter 4 of the Insurance Code, which is the examination chapter, it indicates that a life insurance company, a health insurance company, property and casualty insurance companies will maintain minimum levels of risk-based capital. When it says health insurance, that does not necessarily and doesn't bring in other insurers such as fraternals, Blue Cross Blue Shield, nonprofit dentals, and HMOs. And so since those companies also sell a great deal of health insurance, they need to also maintain a risk-based capital. And so because of that inconsistency, we're bringing this bill so that all of them are subjected to that. Actually, in the annual statement instructions, only the HMO instructions right now also require that type of standard for capital retention. However, in the future, it may go into other instructions like the dental and the blues. And so we thought it would be wise just to add all of them right now. They still aren't going to be subject to anything that is not in their annual statement instruction, and they won't be examined on that basis if it's not in the instructions currently. But as those instructions change because of times, we would have that in law already. So I would be happy to answer any questions.
Does the committee have any questions? I would just ask one, Darla, as I was looking these up, all of those areas, are they now presently meeting the standard?
The HMOs are the only ones who have in their annual statement instructions the requirement to meet that standard, and they are, yes.
Well, but my question is, are the others, do they have the capital retention their business structure right now? Not that we would require it.
They have capital retention that is a flat retention requirements rather than based on risk. But there are minimum capital and surplus requirements in law.
Will this require them any hardship in terms of meeting the standard, I guess is what I'm reaching for.
Okay, yeah, let me just give you an example, right? And this is an example with an HMO. But one of our HMO sells $33.5 million in premium. Their capital and surplus, actually, for an HMO, we do not have in statute any minimum requirements whatsoever. But with our HMOs, we have verbal agreements for $1 million. Okay, those obviously aren't binding. Under the risk-based capital, which they do meet, with $33.5 million, their capital and surplus base would be $1.9 million, and they do meet those. So, no, it would not be a hardship.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? Representative Hanson.
Just for clarification, would you define risk-based capital?
Yes. Risk-based capital means that an insurer is capitalizing, which is they are maintaining a certain level of money so that they can pay future claims based on the risk that they take. So the premise of risk-based capital really is three or four things. It's premised on the bigger the company, the riskier the company's investments, the riskier the line of business, which health insurance is fairly risky these days, and the longer the tail of business, the more capital they should maintain. Is that helpful? I'm sorry. Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you, Darla.
Thank you.
Any other proponents? House Bill 1039? Any other proponents? If not, are there any opponents? House Bill 1039. Looks like another hopefully uneventful day. If not, I will close the committee from public testimony and entertain any...
Chairman, I move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Solem. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call a roll. A do pass motion at 13-0?
Right.
13-0. Home run.
Move consent.
Solem moves consent.
Second.
Second by Madsen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's on the consent. Tom, will you handle this in the Republican caucus? And Mary, will you take this in your caucus?
Yes, sir.